to medicine was pretty good this episode. In my last review, because I didn't review the second episode, but I did the first one, I said that Sweetie was giving lame bitch. I am warming up to her just slightly because it's clear that she is very sensitive, and I do feel for her in that regard because I do get exactly where she was coming from, where Phaedra and Toya were making shady comments when they were going wedding dress shopping with her and all of that. I felt like it was completely fair enough that she felt that way. And I feel like she honestly shouldn't have come on the show because she's obviously not built for it. But at the same time, as a sensitive woman myself, I empathize with her. But at the same time, I'm still not 100% sure on where I stand with her as a whole, as a cast member. Like, I'm still getting to know her, I feel like. I'm still trying to figure her out. Because essentially, it seems like she kind of had that pick-me mentality of going for Dr. Gregory and thinking, oh, that bitch was crazy. She just wasn't a good woman. Let me show you what a good woman is. I can be that woman. And she is fucking around and finding out real quick, is what it seems like, that Gregory is not the prize, Quad was not the problem, and everything she said about that nigga was right from the beginning, like I've been trying to say. Because I always believed Quad where it came to Gregory. I always felt like the things that she was saying about that man were the truth. Quad is not perfect by any means. She, like everybody else, has her own flaws, and I'm sure those also spilled out in their relationship. But I definitely believe what she said about him being controlling, about him feeling like money and financial assets was all that needed to be provided on his end to be a good partner. And I believed her stories about him abusing her as well. So I just don't understand why, as a woman, you would hear things like that and think that it's complete lies and cap, and that you're not going to get that version of him when you get married to him. Like, usually when you hear accounts from the ex, there's a lot of accuracy there. So I just think it's interesting that they haven't even said their vows yet, but she's already seen for herself that Quad was right. She's basically said with her chest, Quad was right. It's like, girl, what the fuck you thought? But hey, I guess we can't have too much of an I told you so moment, because at the end of the day, she's still, you know, suffering like Quad was. So I feel for her in that sense. But I don't think that marriage is gonna last. That much is clear. From the story she told about Dr. Gregory pretending that they'd had a burglary because he was tired of her not setting the alarm, I was like, that's a crazy old man. That's what that sounds like. That sounds long as a young woman. She's only a year older than me. I could not imagine putting up with that in an apartment. That is long. So yeah, I feel like they're going to just get worse rather than better. Hate that for them because they've already got married, but it is what it is. Sweetie's bachelorette party. Firstly, I be picking up on little things every so often that make me feel like those rumors about Toya fucking somebody in the neighborhood are true. Or she's cheating on Eugene anyway, in any case. Because nobody has a higher sex drive than that woman, which is completely fine. The same can be said for myself and other women. So there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But it's just definitely giving no man can satisfy her. She need more wood for the fire. Like, that's just how I feel about Toya. Because the way she got those men, it just feels like they're just here for you. Like, you know? Like, it didn't feel like they were here for anything else other than Toya's own enjoyment. And it's things like that that made me feel like, girl. Yeah. Anyway, Sweetie going off on her sister for absolutely no reason, but then welcoming Quad with open arms, basically, for popping up at her bachelorette party. And overall, just handling the situation very maturely was quite the plot twist. Didn't expect it. I know that it was misdirected anger and she was more angry about the fact that she had to pay more money. I can't remember how much extra it was for the wedding, but it just seemed very out of nowhere and a little bit concerning. And her sister seemed a little bit too calm about the situation for me. Like, obviously she was like, you know, why are you coming at me? But she was still in her seat. She was barely raising her voice. She was very calm in comparison to Sweetie. So it made me wonder if this is a regular thing with them, and that's a little weird. But yeah, Heavenly saying that they don't need to be getting married and they're forcing it. Totally agree. Does she lie? Like, I feel like that's absolutely true. Then Toya going off on Quad. Toya is a world-class hater, because how can the person whose party it is be completely fine about it, welcome her gifts, tell her sit down beside me, and completely seem fine with Quad being there, even though she wasn't meant to be there. But you are the one who decided to take upon yourself to kick her out. Don't get me wrong, she made points in the sense that how are you gonna get so mad that we can't bring up her name, but then she comes to your bachelorette party and you're kikiing with the bitch. I get that, but it's still her party. Like, you're really just mad that she doesn't hate Quad. Let's be real, because that's why Toya is trying to attach herself to Sweetie so hard and trying to force this friendship with her. Because you know Toya's laughing behind her back like all the other women. So I think she's purposely forming this friendship with her to spite Quad. And I know that everybody feels like that's fair enough because Quad accused Toya of robbing Anila's house last season. But I feel like people are forgetting that Toya and Eugene were acting very weird after Anila's house got robbed. Do I feel like they orchestrated that robbery? No. But I feel like they kind of low-key wanted us to think that they did for a hot minute, because the way they were saying, oh, well, you know, this is what happens when you lie about people, or maybe this is what happens when you lie about people, or maybe you got on the wrong side of somebody. Does anybody else remember that? Because when they were saying all of those things after she got robbed, I was like, what are you trying to say? Like, what are you trying to tell us right now? So I don't feel like it's far-fetched for anybody to take that and say, maybe you did have their house robbed. Even though she most likely didn't, because who's doing all that just for some beef on a reality show? Like, risking jail time? Hell no. But I'm just saying, whether it was for the show or just because they wanted to be dickheads, I feel like they were trying to kind of low-key insinuate that for whatever reason. Because if I don't like you for some petty reasons, I can't imagine sitting there and saying, well, maybe this is what happens when you fuck with people after your house gets robbed. Like, that just seems team too much. Anyway, her reaction at the bachelorette party was just hilarious to me, because you know she's just mad that it wasn't on site with Sweetie and Quad. Of course Curtis showed up for the bachelor party. Like, I have been wondering where that nigga is for some time now. When Jackie said at the beginning of the season that she's happy that she has more time at home to be with Curtis, I was like, where is Curtis though? Like, where is he? Are you even still together? And then for him to pop up all of a sudden at the bachelor party, I was like, are you still cheating on Jackie Curtis? Okay. When I was watching Gregory and his behavior at his bachelor party, granted, it's his bachelor party, it's his time to turn up and enjoy the strippers, I get it. But I just really don't understand why he got married so quickly. Like, the way he was cheating on Quad and the way he talks about women and the way he was at the bachelor party, it just gives me, like, you need to be single for a bit. Like, I feel like he's only getting married because he doesn't know how to take care of himself. But he doesn't strike me as the type of man who wants to be monogamous right now. Like, him inviting the stripper to his wedding, I thought he was joking until Eugene went up to him and was like, Negro, you can't invite the stripper to your wedding. He was like, yes, I can do what I like. No, you can't. Like, that scene was so funny to me. But I was sitting there like, he wasn't joking? Like, he really wanted that stripper to come? That man does not want to get married, and I don't know why he's doing this. But anyway, thoughts, prayers to the both of them. One last thing quickly, I really hated that conversation with Simone and Jackie about how the younger generation are spoiled because they don't want to work themselves to the bone on behalf of a man anymore in this 2023. Like, yeah, ladies, things have changed. Women don't want to kill themselves behind the stove, getting the household together and working at the same time. Yes, some women would rather have assistance in some departments, and I don't see anything wrong with that. One thing I will say though is that I was watching Bondi Blue's review on Married to Medicine last week. I love Bondi Blue, I always watch her reviews. And there was a comment in there that I didn't think about. Somebody said, I don't understand why Sweet Tea needs an assistant to go grocery shopping. Like, why don't she just do it online? And I was like, shit, I did not think of that. Like, I do online supermarket shopping. It is a huge help. I hate going to the supermarket now. Thank God for online shopping. So yeah, I don't know how I didn't think about that when she was complaining about it. But I was like, yeah, that is a good point. Sis, online is where it's at. Save your money, try that first before you hire an assistant. But I'm assuming she probably needs help with other things as well, and if that is the case, so be it. Let her hire an assistant if she wants to. I don't see the problem. But anyway, that's all my thoughts on Married to Medicine this episode. It'll be very interesting to see how things break down between Heavenly and Sweet Tea, seeing as at the moment she's a little bit of a confidant for her. So it'll be very interesting to see how she ended up disinviting her to the wedding. But yeah, that's really all I have to say. Let me know what you guys thought of the episode and of my review. Please comment below and like the video. And for more reviews, subscribe to my channel. But in the meantime, in between time, bye bye.